From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mitch Leegan. The Missourian reports thousands of students from across Columbia Public Schools walked out of class at 10 this morning to remember the victims of the Parkland, Florida school shooting last month. It was part of a national student-driven walkout inspired by Youth in Power, the youth branch of the Women's March. Walkouts were held outside of Rock Bridge, Hickman, Battle, and Douglas High Schools, and mostly inside of the public middle schools. Each of the local schools took different approaches to the walkout. At Douglas, a handful of students walked around the building in support of the movement. At Rock Bridge, several hundred students packed the courtyard. One student read the names of the shooting victims out loud, while another led chants. Several students held signs showing support for the Second Amendment. The protest ended with a minute of silence. At Battle, junior Grant Bradshaw gave a speech calling for gun control. And at Hickman, between 1,000 and 1,200 students stood in silence for 17 minutes to honor the 17 people who were killed last month. At each minute mark, student body president Claire Nider read the name of a Parkland victim.
Jamie Gutenberg, age 14. Martin Duque Angliano, age 14. Chris Hickson, age 49.
That audio was provided by KOMU. Local students are also organizing a community march for March 24th, called March for Our Lives. CPS says today's walkouts were peaceful. KBIA's Jamie Hobbs reports.
Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says local law enforcement was present to maintain peace and ensure the safety of all students.
Overall, it was a very peaceful activity. Students returned to class afterwards.
The demonstration lasted 17 minutes in honor of each of the 17 lives lost in Florida. The district had previously set safety procedures for students to follow. Students who participated received an absence and are required to make up lost work. Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.
President Donald Trump is in Missouri today to promote the tax cuts he signed into law last year and campaign for Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley, who officially kicked off his campaign yesterday. President Trump will be touring a Boeing plant in St. Louis as part of his visit. The facility produces Navy FA-18s and Air Force F-15s. He will also be holding a roundtable with business leaders and workers at the plant before headlining a fundraiser for Hawley, who is running for the Senate seat currently held by Democrat Claire McCaskill. It will be Hawley's second fundraiser in as many days. The race for Columbia's second ward council member sees two former opponents meet again. KBIA's Noah Taborda has more.
Incumbent Michael Trapp and challenger Paul Love participated in a public forum at Daniel Boone Regional Library yesterday to discuss the upcoming election. The hot-button issue of the debate was public safety. Love says funds for public safety were stagnant under Trapp, but Trapp says that under his watch, public safety has improved.
I have a strong track record on public safety for the Second Ward. Since in the 6 years that I've been on council, you know, we've added 20 police officer positions. So that has kept us up with growth.
The Second Ward encompasses the northwest part of Columbia. The election is April 3rd. Noah Taborda, KBIA News.
The Missouri House voted last night to pass House Bill 1729, which would repeal Missouri's prevailing wage law. Prevailing wage is the minimum wage workers can be paid for public works projects. Currently, government bodies in Missouri must pay more than the state's minimum wage for construction projects, but the specific amount depends on the type of work being done in addition to the project's location. Both proponents and opponents of the bill agree it would lower the required wages for such projects. Proponents argue the prevailing wage unfairly inflates wages, and removing it would allow more schools and roads to be built. But opponents say the bill could hurt workers and encourage out-of-state companies to undercut local ones by paying lower wages. Missouri's marriage laws could be changing. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg has more.
The proposed bill would raise the minimum age of marriage from 15 to 17 unless a court gives approval. It also makes it illegal for anyone 21 or older to marry anyone under the age of 17 and makes all marriages involving anyone under the age of 15 illegal. Representative Gene Evans, the bill's sponsor, says there is evidence that shows women who marry at a younger age face greater challenges.
They drop out of school. They can't go to a shelter if they're being abused. They can't get divorced if they're being abused because they're not an adult. So I think this is really, for me, it's an effort to continue to protect women.
The House passed the bill over 3 weeks ago with a vote of 95 to 50. If the bill passes out of the Senate committee, it will then head to the Senate floor for debate. Reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
Gerald Woolfolk will be the next president of Lincoln University. The board of curators at the land-grant university selected Woolfolk to succeed Kevin Rome, who left last year. Woolfolk is the vice president for student affairs and enrollment management at the State University of New York at Oswego. She says her background will help build a new leadership to increase enrollment, graduation rates, and fundraising.
I understand that the higher education funding has been cut for the last several years. That would be very harmful to an institution the size of Lincoln. You don't want to put the increases on the backs of the students.
Woolfolk will take office at Lincoln University on June 1st. She will be the 20th president of the 152-year-old institution. I'm Mitch Legan, KBIA News, Columbia.